You have now reached Refugio Angelo Bozzi, at an altitude of 2,478 meters. Let's start by naming the mountains around us, starting from the highest, to the southeast, beyond the lake. This is Punta d'Albiolo at 2,969 meters. Continuing southwards, the wide saddle of Passo dei Contrabandieri and the subsequent Cima Casariole are visible. The panorama then widens out into open views of the upper Camonica Valley with Corno Bitone in the distance, part of the Adamello Massif. Beyond the valley bottom and continuing westwards is the crest of Cime di Pietra Rossa and subsequently the wide ridge of the Graiole and Cima Cione peaks. Northwards, Punta di Montozzo, 2,863 meters, the peak of the crest of the same name, slopes down in a northeasterly direction to Forsalina di Montozzo, certainly a destination worth getting to. Refugio Bozzi is owned by the Brescia section of the Italian Alpine Club, CAI, and its current form is the result of a great deal of alteration and enlargement work over the course of its long history. The building and #8217 S main nucleus was built in 1910 by the military authorities as a guardhouse for the Regia Guardia di Finanza, which watched over the cattlemen and smugglers who passed through this area in the summer months, easily crossing Forsalina di Montozzo, to the northeast of your current position, and Passo dei Contrabandieri, to the south. A small plaque in concrete underneath the current portico records the date the building was erected. At the beginning of First World War, this little Guardia di Finanza barracks was taken over by the Alpine troops of the Edolo Battalion and made into a command and quartermaster headquarters. In this period, the roof, originally flat, was reinforced and protected with sandbags. Over the course of the war, the outer walls were built onto with new spaces in dry stone wall and wood. After the war, the building was abandoned by the army and donated to the Brescia CAI, who opened it as a mountain hut in 1928 after limited renovation work. From 1943 to 1945, it was home to some of the members of a partisan brigade and destroyed in Nazi reprisals before being abandoned for many years. It was only restored and reopened once again in 1968. In the 1980s and 90s, further enlargement and alteration work was done, and a terrace has recently been added, together with a winter shelter below. Angelo Bozzi was a 23-year-old aspiring artillery officer from Brescia who died in an attempt to conquer Torrione d'Albiolo on 29 October 1915. He was awarded a bronze medal for military bravery on 20 April 1917 on the following grounds. He volunteered to take part in the attack on a powerful and challenging enemy position, ran ahead to the front and was mortally wounded. His body fell down into the Trentino side at the bottom of Torrione d'Albiolo and was not recovered until the end of the war. In 1921, his bronze medal was converted into a silver medal. To keep his memory alive, his sister funded restoration work by the Brescia CAI on the former barracks and named it after the deceased young artilleryman.